gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
It's going to be one of those shows.
It's already off the rails. And my good friend, co-owner of Podzilla 1985,
yes.
Making a special guest appearance here on Nerd Up. Shannon Young.
Oh, snap. What up? I kept that clean for you.
I appreciate that.
For the record, just so everybody knows, I'm only on the show because we just finished watching Roblox, which we'll talk about Wednesday because it was god-awful. And they pulled me in, so... And I'm damn happy to be here.
You got roped in.
There you go. All right.
I never get to be on Nerd Up. It's an honor.
It's a fun time here on Nerd Up. And we also had a... at the very end of the show, we're going to do a Rogue One review. And I want as many people that have seen the movie as possible. Shannon has seen the movie.
That's fine. She's not going to listen.
I was actually about to say, like, uh-oh. Do we need to redo? We can redo.
It's a joke.
It's Mr. Black.
it's a bit. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'll see it soon.
All right. Fair enough. So we'll get to that at the end of the show. We've got some other stuff I want to talk about, and I'm glad Shannon's going to be here to talk about it. So we'll start with something that we're not happy about. At least I'm not happy about it. David Ayer and Margot Robbie are working together on a new Warner Brothers DC film, the Gotham City Sirens.
I was not excited about it to begin with, and then I got less excited when I found out they're talking about Megan Fox playing Poison Ivy. That's the big rumor.
I did hear about that, but there's no like
Asa, could you please give me one?
There's no actual like proof for anything like that.
Turn off your phone!
Oh my God. We have to kind of check to Blizzard now because you have that ringtone.
We could have just moved past it.
We are moving past
it. We could have.
Gotham City Sirens.
So yeah,
Megan Fox is Poison Ivy.
The rumor has not been substantiated. So as far as anyone else is aware, it won't be Megan Fox. Boy, I hope it won't be
Fingers
Megan Fox.
Fingers crossed.
Actually, you know what? I don't think Megan Fox is a bad choice to play Poison Ivy. I really don't. She has that oozing sex appeal that even though I don't find it, a lot of people do. A lot of people do, and they're not making this movie for me, clearly, because they didn't make Batman vs. Superman for me or Suicide Squad for me. But here's my problem with that, Jesse, because I talked about this the other day. What I'm afraid of is that with Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn, especially Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, that they're going to turn this into just the biggest jackfest for college kids and high school kids, because they're going to have Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy just oozing with the sexiness and touching each other, and the whole comic of, oh, they were kind of bisexual and were in love with each other type thing. You know they're going to hit that real hard in this movie. That's what I'm afraid of.
They definitely could, because the comic book is doing that right now.
Yeah, but I don't...
I'm really hoping they don't.
Are they going to do it in a tasteful way? I mean,
almost certainly.
Imagine Warner 8-Ball said
did,
so.
Did you see Suicide Squad?
I unfortunately did.
So you know, like, I'm trying to buy all the superhero movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Suicide Squad is... I've still not bought it yet. I usually buy them all, like, day one.
So Dalton's Secret Santa.
No!
Go ahead and get him that. He can't break the collection. You gotta have it.
This movie just depresses me.
And honestly, like, between David Ayers and Margot Robbie, like, I don't think it's a bad thing if Warner Brothers wasn't behind it. That's my breaking point.
Because they did reshoot Suicide Squad at least 3 times.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, there were 7 versions of it.
I believe that. I really do.
I'd like to see the first one.
I would too. Because I think like what we saw with the bare bones of it, of Suicide Squad, it looks like it has the potential. Especially like whenever they went through the dossiers.
It had the style, mm-hmm. but no substance.
Yeah. All right. If you guys want to hear our full review on this movie,
we did
an hour and a half long show.
It was a good show too.
It was a good show.
Also, do you bring back Jared Leto as the Joker?
They have to.
Why?
No. Is he signed on for more than one?
I mean, you almost
but
have
they
to
don't
assume.
Have to bring him on there for Sirens.
Well, yeah, but if they bring the
oh,
Joker
you,
on.
Yeah, you can't have Harley Quinn in a story about, especially if they're going to do Sirens, where the story is that Harley Quinn breaks away from Joker and becomes involved with Poison Ivy and Catwoman. Joker has to make an appearance at some point. He has to.
Yeah.
It's like you can't do Star Wars without C-3PO and R2-D2.
I just don't want
R2-D2.
It to happen.
Yeah, it's not that I want Joker in the movie, but if he's going to be there, you know it's going to
happen. You don't want
Joker.
Jared Leto as the Joker
especially
in the movie.
How he was in, especially how he wasn't portrayed in Suicide Squad. Like, he probably wouldn't just like, I'll sit this one out.
Yeah.
Like, they'd have to, like... I'm assuming this comes out after Batman.
Yeah.
Almost
like, they would have to do something where he's in Arkham or dead or something in the Batman movie to explain him away.
Right. Because at this point, that hasn't even finished casting.
Yeah.
Whereas the Batman actually will start shooting this spring. Mm-hmm. That was actually my next piece of news.
Also, I was going to ask you, did we ever figure out where the Batman takes place timeline-wise?
It's before Batman v Superman. That's all we know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
This timeline's just jacked.
Mm-hmm.
Just jacked.
That's been my number one issue.
It's the same thing
with
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's all taking place before Batman v Superman.
Well, yeah, that's happening in World War One, though, so that one's pretty easy to tell.
Yeah, well, you know.
Ish.
Except Warner Brothers is probably going to make it a flashback thing. They see how popular the Arrow is, so they're going to keep giving us flashback to the island.
No.
If they make a if they make a better movie, Warner Brother.
Warner Brother.
That's for Kevin.
That's for Kevin.
Yeah. No one's going to come at you with that warning, though. Oh. No one.
I'm totally not excited about this movie. I don't want it to exist. I don't mind a Harley Quinn movie, and Margot Robbie did a great job as Harley Quinn in the movie, Suicide Squad, but I don't want a standalone Harley Quinn Poison Ivy movie. It's going to be all ass shots and cleavage and acting sexy for the boys. There's not going to be any substance to it. The substance that is in there, I'm afraid it's going to be heavy-handed and just...
It's going to be completely fan service.
It's going to be a fan service movie. Yeah.
Do you like, get it?
It will
but
be...
the worst type of fan.
Yes.
Not the actual fans of the character.
Not like us.
Yeah.
Like again, they're not making this movie for us. They're making this movie for Dylan Diebold.
PG-13. Yeah.
This movie could actually exist. They're probably going to shoot for an R rating, just because they tried to with Suicide Squad.
All right, for Deadpool.
Then, yeah, it's
they
Dylan,
got it for
yeah.
Deadpool, which actually, depressingly, this movie has outgrossed Deadpool. Suicide Squad outgrossed Deadpool.
That doesn't surprise me. I remember how upset we got, or I got, realizing that I think Ghostbusters probably did 1/30th of the money Suicide Squad did.
Yeah. If that.
And Ghostbusters was a much better film.
It was.
I don't think Hunter's seen Suicide Squad yet. Hopefully he would agree with me on this point, even though he didn't like Ghostbusters. But it was a better movie. And Suicide Squad made money in spite of itself, it being terrible.
I'm going to speak for Hunter real quick and just go ahead and say that a nail in the foot is better than a bullet.
Yeah,
and that's well,
where does the bullet hit?
The foot,
like the big toe, or right in the middle?
Is it going through me, and then that's it?
No, I'm talking about through the foot.
Yeah, but is the bullet going through the foot, and then it's out, or like because a nail in the foot? I mean, that's a tetanus shot.
Well, not if you already have it.
That's true.
Tetanus?
Well, not if you already have the tetanus shot. You won't need the tetanus shot after the nail.
What?
Why would I have a tetanus shot?
We're getting way too far into this metaphor.
Sorry,
We're gonna move past it. So yeah, the Batman though, I am more excited about, and we'll start shooting in spring because
they need to hurry up before it's old man Bruce.
It already is. It's Affleck.
Did you see the Affleck quote?
No.
The interview we did where, because apparently he's still kind of working on the script, like it hasn't been finalized yet. But the quote he gave was, "There's no amount of money in the world that would make it worth putting out a mediocre Batman movie."
Yes.
And then Joel Schumacher says, "Well, hold on, Ben."
Which I like that. I like that because Ben Affleck clearly cares about the character. And so he doesn't want to just do, he could so easily just do a cheap, bad cash in, still make a billion dollars.
Ghost Rider with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Oh,
but he,
except not a cash in.
No, yeah. But no, he actually wants
made
to.
A lot of money.
He really wants
more
to
than
do
the second.
Yeah. Well, I think I made more money this year than the second one. And I'm broke. But yeah, so he's, you know, taking it seriously. I'm just WWE. You are the devil.
Yep. Please, just learn from Marvel. Do you see how successful they are? I haven't seen a bad Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
I have.
Which one?
Dark World?
Elektra?
Well, that doesn't count.
No, that's right. You're talking about the new universe,
like,
right?
Starting at Iron Man.
I mean,
with Marvel.
Iron Man 2 wasn't great.
Dark World?
But it wasn't a
Iron
bad
Man,
movie.
Wasn't
yeah.
bad.
Iron Man 2 wasn't... I like Dark World.
They're not bad, but isn't it getting to a point where they're almost becoming, like, boring? Like, I had no desire to see Doctor Strange because they're giving every Marvel character their own movie, and they might be good movies, but I don't know. It just... It doesn't compel me. Like, I was more compelled to see Suicide Squad than I was to see Doctor Strange.
Well, it's that new universe smell.
Well, plus,
that's
like,
why.
The thing about Doctor Strange is it was kind of like a new character. Like, you haven't really heard anything of Doctor Strange.
You
other
had
than,
to be
like, you understand he's a Marvel character.
I watched the animated movie with him, and I didn't care for it.
Yep.
Well,
so
Marvel's animated movies are
they're not
garbage.
Booty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one spot where DC's actually killing it.
Yeah, no, the DC Directs, like we've talked about before, are awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. But, like, as far as the Marvel movies go, Planet Hulk was really good.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. That's really about
but, like,
it.
But, Hulk versus
Hulk versus
Wolverine
and Hulk.
Wolverine.
Yeah, those
yeah,
were.
And
the
Thor
Avengers,
versus
Ultimate
Hulk.
Avengers were terrible.
That was
the Ultimates were just bad.
Yeah, they really were. Because I feel like they were really geared towards, like, little kids. And it just, and then it didn't.
Which is really a shame, considering that Marvel did, I mean... You obviously DC had the best animated show of all time. Batman the Animated Series is just better, obviously. But they had X-Men, which was great.
And Spider-Man,
which was great. Fantastic Four, which I never watched, but I heard it was good.
I'll even give Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the Avengers one that from just a few years ago, was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
That was one of the best superhero cartoons made. I put that up there with it. But they canceled it in favor of Avengers Assemble, which was a tie-in to the movie universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was directed at it was insanely directed at kids.
Yeah.
And like, hey, buy the action figures.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of telling actual figures. Stories with compelling characters who showed growth and
but Justice League Unlimited. Oh.
That was really good too.
Yeah, like DCO will always have the animated realm in my opinion.
Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Go.
Young Justice.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. All right, so moving back to it, though, yeah, with the Marvel movies, they really are, like, they're great standalone films. Like, Ant-Man was a great heist movie with superhero characters.
Yeah, it was good.
And then Doctor Strange was a phenomenal, like, a fantasy sci-fi movie.
I'm just going to wait to get it on Blu-ray at this point.
It was real good.
It was really good.
It's not going to be a good movie. I just missed the boat on it. Completely.
No, and see, and honestly, I think you should see it in theaters because, like you were talking about with the Power Ranger trailer, seeing it and being like, I'm only going to like this movie in theaters. It's not that you're only going to like it in Doctor Strange, but I think you'll like it a lot more.
It'll help
because
it out.
The visual effects are really cool.
Let me just say, I watched the Power Rangers trailer again before the movie yesterday, and I still want to see it. I know it's completely different from what we're used to, but I still want to see it.
Oh, I'm still gonna see
and,
it.
And whenever I watched it today, because I went to go watch Rogue One today, and I was telling Asa, I was like, I'm still not excited for it, but I think the only way that it's going to be really palatable for me is going to be in the theaters, where it's the bigger, like, I'll have the effects, it'll be more enhanced.
I think it's one of those things that when you watch this stuff as a kid and you really enjoy it, and then you get a little older and you go, man, I wish this was a little bit more serious take on it. I wish it was a little bit grittier. Then they put out something that's a little grittier, and you go, "Oh no, that's not what I remember."
Well,
though this wasn't.
This isn't a little bit grittier.
This is full stop gritty.
It's adult. I mean, you know, like it's mean spirited. It really is.
It's a Power Rangers movie aimed at the kids that grew up with the Power Rangers.
The part where Rita Repulsa grabs her and says, "I've killed Rangers before."
That's the only part I like in that whole trailer. That blows me away.
Yeah. No, that whole as opposed to her coming out of a. I can't
dumpster.
Curse. Out of a dumpster and going, wow, the world is mine.
Gilbert Gottfried. We put you in there.
Moran.
Well, hi, Asa.
So, yeah, no, I
Asia.
Quick little tangent there on Power Rangers. I actually will see that movie. But no, Doctor Strange definitely worth seeing in theaters. It was really good.
Gotham City Sirens, not worth seeing. I'm calling it now. I'm going to go on Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to give it a zero rating.
Well, now. Joke's on you. Yeah. It already has a 100% rating because I rated it and gave it 100%.
It'll have a 50% rating after tonight. Or if the rest of us get on there, maybe 10.
Or by It's Always Sunny logic, if Asa also votes at zero, it's a zero.
All right, so we'll go ahead and completely change gears here.
Good.
We got the new DuckTales cast. We got a lot of that list, and they all sang the theme song.
And it's a great cast.
It really is. Yeah. I'm actually really, really excited about this cast. I mean, we've got Bobby Moynihan from SNL as Louie. We've got Ben Schwartz from Parks and Rec. You might recognize John Ralphio. We've got Danny Putty or Abed as Huey.
Abed.
Oh God, was it Abed the Arab? Was that Pierce's like thing?
That was his intro.
That was his intro. Yeah.
Jesus.
We've got Katie Micucci as Webby.
Huh.
She was the Gooch on Scrubs.
She was, in fact, Ted's love interest towards the end.
Before that terrible intern season.
Yeah. We've got Tox Alagundaye. I don't know how to say that name.
That's as good as you're ever gonna get it. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anybody have any idea how
to
say that
name? So is this a crossover with Pokemon?
I don't like this game anymore.
I really have no idea.
Toxicroak is one of my favorites.
No.
What? It's poison fighting type. It's awesome.
I mean, that is Asa does love the poison types.
They fun.
Anyway, she will be Tox. I'm just going to skip that last name for the future. As Mrs. Beakley.
Yes.
We've got Beck Bennett as Launchpad McQuack.
Also from an SNL.
Yeah, yep. He's one of the skeletons in your favorite sketch, Shannon.
No, he wasn't. He was one of the guys. He was the guy in the elevator.
Oh, dang it. You're right.
It's not your fault. It's not like
we talked about this already. It's Tom Hanks. Was it Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks is in it?
No.
Oh.
They don't have Tom Hanks money. But they don't even have Colin Hanks money.
But they have all that Scrooge McDuck money.
the gold that you can somehow swim through.
Yeah.
We'll never figure that one out. And then we've got David Tennant, speaking of Scrooge McDuck.
He was on Doctor Who.
I like him.
I've never heard of him.
He was also in Fright Night.
Oh! Yeah, I know him.
He was also, oh no, you haven't watched that show on Netflix yet, Jessica Jones.
Nor have I.
Oh, he was so good as Kilgrave.
He was so good.
Call him the Purple Man.
It's so weird. It's going to be kind of weird to, like, because that's how I most know him at this point. I mean, I loved him in Doctor Who. I think I still liked him a little bit better than Matt Smith.
Or here's something we haven't talked about.
I definitely liked him better than Matt Smith.
The elephant in the room is that the guy that played Uncle Scrooge passed away this year. I don't remember his name. Lindsay would kill me because I don't remember his name. He is iconic as Dr. Scrooge.
As Dr. Scrooge.
As Uncle Scrooge. So it's going to be very hard for David Tennant. I don't know how David Tennant's going to match that. I know he's going to do a great job. Mm-hmm. But in my head, because I grew up with it, I'm always going to hear the original Uncle Scrooge.
Alan, you
know?
Oh, yeah. All of the voices are going to be – it's going to be an adjustment.
It is. Yeah. But I think his mostly because the guy that played, what was it, Alan Young?
Yep.
Who played the original Scrooge McDuck was just, that voice is so
iconic.
It's
ingrained,
Yeah, it's ingrained in your head.
Because it's one of those things, like they can mimic Donald's voice, which they've done and they are doing.
Yeah. Because
you can kind of hear it.
You
at
just
the,
squeak and shake your face like, you know, that's it. That's not. Whoa. Donald
World here. Famous voice actor.
Who invited Donald Duck?
Great. Now we got to cut a check to Blizzard and Disney in the same episode.
That's fine.
Please support us on Patreon so we can afford these checks.
Right. They're coming after us.
Mr. 100 lawsuits.
Podzilla going to pay what they owe.
I completely lost my train of thought with that.
It's a really good cast.
Keep looking at your computer. Like, it makes us all nervous.
I know. I'm actually really, really excited about this. I mean, I was before just because it's DuckTales, but Disney XD doesn't always have the greatest reboots.
Yeah.
They've tried to bring, like, Disney in general has tried to bring stuff back before and not in a good way. And plus, like, ever since Teen Titans Go, I'm really, really nervous of people bringing back things I love.
You're gun shy.
I'm real gunshot.
Yeah, they talked about bringing back Darkwing Duck, I think, last year. They were talking about the big reboot, and they were going to put it all over Disney, and I got super excited. And it turns out it was just a marathon. So when I first heard DuckTales was doing it, I'm like, oh, is it another marathon? You're going to burn me again?
Well, honestly, though, like if this goes over really well, it wouldn't be beyond the realm of possibility that they're going to reboot Darkwing Duck.
I really hope so, because Darkwing Duck, I feel like, is probably my favorite cartoon of when I was a kid. It's basically Batman, but with DuckTales.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And was this after the whole, because Darkwing Duck was one of the like top vote getters for that Disney Infinity?
He second place behind someone Gravity Falls, which is, I don't even understand that.
That was the internet voted that in.
Yeah.
Because Gravity Falls is that's like Steven Universe and Adventure Time. It's huge with the internet.
Which is also canceled now. It's over.
Well, it's not canceled. They just Adventure Time is still going.
No, I'm talking about Gravity Falls.
Oh, Gravity Falls.
Yeah, Gravity Falls ended completely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's over.
I thought you were talking about Disney Infinity.
No. Well, Infinity got canceled too.
Yeah, that did get canceled. Yeah.
So we'll never get the Darkwing Duck figure now, and that really makes me sad because that'd be a sweet figure.
It would be. Absolutely. Disney could do something else similar in the future. They just didn't want to pour any money into it because they saw it wasn't going well. Like, they really jumped on that, like, Star Wars and Marvel hype train, and they were selling a whole lot more figures than they did games.
I bought every version.
So, is there any way to actually watch DuckTales or even Darkwing Duck? Like, is it on Hulu or?
No.
Not that
you
I
can
know
come
of.
Over to my place. I have it on DVD.
Oh, Disney actually is signing that deal with Netflix.
I feel like we've been talking about that for like a year now, that they've signed and we're going to be getting all the new, like, Star all the Marvel Wars. Movies and like.
It has something to do with, like, there's a contract in existence right now, I guess, that's stopping it from being the thing at this point.
Because I thought, like, Civil War was supposed to be the big, like, the first introduction to the Netflix Disney deal.
I honestly don't know. Disney might have had like a contract with somebody else for a streaming service before, and then they just basically to do their own personal streaming service, but then they decided to go with Netflix and they've got to wait for that contract to go out. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I'm guessing right now. I have no idea.
Cuz I would love to see the old school ones be able to be available, or even the new, like the remakes, cuz I don't have a way of watching it.
Yeah, there's certain shows that really baffles you of why they're not available for streaming. Like The Simpsons, obviously you have to get Simpsons World, but it's not that difficult to do. But King of the Hill is on no streaming service.
Right. Oh,
at
that,
all.
Yeah. That's still I'm
the
still
old
salty.
Disney cartoons aren't on any streaming service. You know, there's a lot of stuff that makes you go, why? Or Married with Children, I don't even think it's on streaming now.
And a lot of those things you can't, like, you can buy King of the Hill, but a lot of those Disney stuff, like the Disney shows, have been out of production for years.
Yeah. If you didn't get them when you could, they're in the vault now.
Yeah. So you can't just buy Like, I would totally buy, like, a Blu-ray collection of, like, Darkwing Duck and DuckTales.
Chippendale.
Like, yeah, Chippendale. Mm-hmm.
Like, we can just go over a whole list.
Put all of those on, like, one DVD bundle, charge $150. Aight.
You're shooting low there.
Aren't there oysters, Michael Eisner?
I like that one of you went one way, the other went the other. Like, we had a chance over expecting there. It way more expensive.
Oh, no, yeah, Disney would make it more expensive, yeah. But, like, you're saying you're okay with $150, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
That's the new rule at Podzilla 1985.
I'm sweating over my $10 D&D gift.
Like, we have to find a way to work the term Oysters Rockefeller into every episode from now on. That's the challenge.
Shannon made us sign contracts.
So it was successful for Nerd Up. Nerd Up gets to stick around.
I got people waiting to jump into these spots. I'm not gonna lie to you. Billy's chomping at the bit over there.
He's like, for his Doctor Who themed show.
Yeah, he's like, I know who David Tennant is.
I would buy, like, I've got a credit card.
I mean,
oh,
I do
sweet
too,
baby,
but
no.
Oh, yeah, no, we all have them and we all don't want them.
That's the dark hole you go down. No.
No, I'm
I believe
fully
the phrase
aware.
I used was irresponsible spend monster who has no access, who has no business having access to a credit card.
The worst mistake that ever happened to me was when Capital One messaged me and said, we raised your limit from like 2,000 to 7,000. I went, well, I'm happy to say I'm now at that $7,000 limit.
Well, because it was bad. Shannon had just finished paying it off, so he was at zero, and we were at Best Buy, and he was like, oh, I need to get out of here before I make a poor decision. Because we were looking at these brand new
TVs,
curved,
I think it was.
These huge, curved 4K TVs, and Shannon wanted one real bad.
To watch the new DuckTales.
There you go.
Full circle.
Yeah. and you could also play Overwatch on it. And including the new Christmas update.
You know, they made a DuckTales game. You may have heard of it.
It was on the Wii U.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, good luck trying to find the NES version of DuckTales 2.
I have it.
Really?
In the box.
Well.
That European version that Dave Mahoney was supposed to get.
And he never got
it. I never gave it to him. Still have it.
And snip.
He can't get mad if I do the song.
It's true. It's in that contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that works. Overwatch, though. Overwatch did release their Christmas update, which we were talking about. The last few weeks, because we were really, really excited about it, and they did not disappoint, except the brawl is kind of disappointing.
Oh, the brawl is so disappointing.
What's the brawl?
It's May's snowball fight.
Oh, the one Steven flipped out over the first time
he played
it?
Well, I mean, that's any game, but...
That's really true, but, like, this one in particular is,
you saw my battleship!
Throws the board.
Where? Diagonally?
How'd you know?
Oh my god. I kind of want to get that on film, just Steven raging over battleships. So anyway, we'll move past it though. May's Snowball Offensive, which is basically just it's an all May map, 6v6 on the 1v1 and 3v3 map. It's
terrible.
It's not a whole lot of fun, honestly. It's really not. They make May into a one shot, one kill, but she only has one shot. You have to reload from a pile of snow
in a place that's
on a map that's covered in snow.
Yeah,
the entire map is snow, but you have to find special piles of snow.
If you thought May was Bay and you just wanted to love May more, well, good news. It's all May, all the time,
except none of her actual attacks.
It's all the suck.
It's like a bad Hanzo ranged attack.
Except it, you know, Big Toe still kills.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. That hit. If you get anywhere near the hitbox.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Which, if you're like me and you don't have good aim. Well, you're just kind of along for the ride.
And there was that one guy, though. Like, he had worse aim than you did. The one guy was spectating in that match. He missed, like, 5 point-blank shots in a row.
See, and the only reason that you're not saying that about me is because we were spectating him. No one was watching me.
I did spectate you a few times.
I cheat. I pick odd job.
They have to point down.
Hitbox of a box.
Long story short, it's more like May's no ball fight.
Oh!
Nailed it. Mic drop.
Yeah, it generally was not fun. I did not have fun playing it. Well, okay, I say that. The second or the last two matches we played were actually kind of fun, but I don't know if it was just because we were playing against bad people or what.
It's because you were doing well.
You know,
I was doing consistently terrible, so I was not having any fun with that.
I disagree with the people that say they hate to play against people that don't know what they're doing because there's no competition. I love playing against people that are terrible because it makes me feel good about myself.
Yes, I need that.
Yeah,
I need that every now and again. Just
Jesse, Dalton, and I were playing Star Wars earlier, and it was a hero fight, and there was like 4-on-1. And though we should have felt bad for the guy, it felt good to kill him over and over.
Oh, yeah, no, he was so much fun.
He was a trooper. Yeah. He stuck through all three matches.
Find Luke and kill him.
And we did. So hard.
Apparently, right. Rebellions aren't built on hope. So, they're built on full teams.
The more exciting about part about the Overwatch Christmas update, anyway, were the skins and the couple of maps. So we got, basically, they redid two maps, Hanamura and King's Row.
Because now whenever you do the 6v6 random heroes, those are the only two maps you get. But they're updated. So, like, King's Row, it's a sled that you have to push through.
Oh, for Christmas?
It's the payload. Gotcha.
And then, they've got snow everywhere on both maps.
I love this time of the year for video games online because they always make it snowy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Grand Theft Auto does the snow only one day for some reason,
That's
which
real
is stupid.
Dumb.
But, yeah, I love stuff like that. That makes me happy.
I do, too. And, like, yeah, I'm really – and Blizzard especially.
Well, Blizzard's fantastic when it comes to this.
Always kill the winter stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the skins, though. My God, those skins are good.
Some of them.
Most of them. Oh, actually, there's not a single one that I dislike. Like, Roadhog might be my least favorite, but that's just because it's kind of weird looking.
What is Roadhog's? I forget.
Rudolph he's Rudolph.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean Wardolph?
His belly button is
the big
light.
Red. Yeah. Light.
Oh.
And he's got, like, Christmas lights around him a little bit. Yeah. It's kind of weird looking. It's basically like just, they were like, let's just mash a bunch of Christmas stuff on him.
Yeah.
Which I guess really fits Roadhog's general attire.
But, I mean, and turning the pig into the reindeer, like, it makes sense. I get it. But that was, like, the one thing.
All right, folks. And that was the third crash that we've experienced tonight.
Three?
So, three?
Three?
Audacity, that too.
Yeah. The audacity of that program.
It's not having a fun night, and we're not having a fun night trying.
We had so much fun recording this show,
I know,
and the
really
fourth
did.
Time, like, it's really drained us.
Especially
now.
Especially because if you heard,
hurry, Asa,
if it was
before it crashes
if,
again.
If it sounded rushed going through the cast list of DuckTales, that was the fourth time we did that.
Yeah, and we stopped caring long time ago.
Yeah, so especially Shannon in general, you may have heard. Just boy, did he sound annoyed, and boy, was I annoyed.
Yeah, we stopped caring.
So.
I browned out that day.
So, and it's always like we get our momentum going, and then it's like, okay, yeah, this is still a really good episode. And it stopped 5 minutes ago. Click.
Yeah. So we're gonna call it.
So we're gonna call it. The rest of the episode is gonna come to you tomorrow night.
On a fresh computer.
It'll be on a fresh computer. I'm gonna figure out what's going on with mine. I'll have Shannon here with his laptop, and we'll just do it. We'll just do it that way.
Part two.
And
Part
that'll
two.
Be the Star Wars talk.
Yeah, that'll be the Star Wars talk. We got to talk about Super Mario Run, Yooka-Laylee. We're going to talk about For Honor because game that I was excited about. Guess what? I'm not anymore. All right. So, yeah, we've got all that coming tomorrow.
We got to hurry
before it freezes again. So, yeah, we got all that coming to you tomorrow. So, again, sorry, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Asa, Dalton, Shannon, thanks for trying.